Development Agency was set up in 2008 under the Czech Foreign Affairs Ministry with the aim to help eradicate poverty in the world and contribute to sustainable development. Where is it helping today? How much money is it distributing? And how successful is it in improving the lives of people in different parts of the world? Those are just some of the questions I discussed with the head of the agency, Michal Kaplan.
The annual budget of the Czech Development Agency is around 20 million euro each year. Only 5% of this amount is for administration and other costs. The other 95% go to actual projects. And we distribute these projects through non-governmental organizations, but also private companies, universities and other state bodies.
The Czech Development Agency helps in around 15 countries, and I believe the aim is to reduce that number in the interest of greater efficiency. Is that right?
Exactly. The OECD, which is a club of rich donors, recommended us to reduce the number of priority countries. So the government of the Czech Republic has selected only six partner countries for long-term cooperation. These are namely Bosnia and Herzegovina, Moldova, Georgia, Ethiopia, Zambia and Cambodia. In addition to these six priority countries for long-term cooperation, there are other countries where the Czech Republic provides some assistance. These are, for example, Afghanistan and recently also Ukraine and Syria.
We've often heard Czech politicians stress that the migrant crisis should be resolved in the countries where it's originating. To what extent are you able to help there?
Yes, I agree that development cooperation can solve the root causes of migration in countries of origin. It's always better to solve the causes than to react to consequences of migration. For example, in Ethiopia, which is one of our partner countries, there is a problem with lack of water. There are some climate change effects on the people there. So we built water wells and provide drinking water to the people so that they can live in the villages and in small cities where they used to live. So this is a concrete example how development project can be used as a prevention of migration.
Is it being used? Is it being used enough by the international community, which is definitely trying to stem the flow of refugees, economic refugees, environmental refugees, and of course war refugees? The latter is more difficult, but in the former cases you were able to help. So is there adequate help being provided to these countries for it to be effective? And I don't mean just from the Czech Republic.
Yeah. I think there are two questions. One is about quantity of aid, and I think that the world community has been able to scale up global foreign assistance to poor countries. So when it comes to quantity of aid, I think that the world community is responding to the crisis. The other question is quality and effectiveness of aid. And of course, we can argue about effectiveness of assistance. But when it comes to the prevention of migration, it is a long-term effort. We cannot expect that we increase assistance and next month or next year the number of migrants will reduce. We need to provide these people with education. But education is not enough if we don't provide them with jobs. And to create jobs in poor countries requires also improving business environment. And improving business environment requires also some reforms at the government level. So development cooperation can help, but it needs also to be supported by some reforms from the partner countries themselves and also some political dialogue about these reforms. So it's a long-term struggle.
Is it ongoing? Have these countries now become priority countries for you?
Yeah, for example, for the European Union, definitely these countries which are origins of migration have been prioritized. The European Union has created new funds, for example, Trust Fund for Africa, where the European Union wants to be more visible and more active. So I think that these are signs that the world community is taking this migration issue seriously.
And what about the Czech Republic?
I think the same applies to the Czech Republic. We provide also contributions to this EU Trust Fund for Africa and other multilateral funds. Another example is, for example, from Kosovo and Serbia. these are not countries of origin, but these are transit countries where many migrants, go through these countries. And because the Czech Republic helps Serbia and Kosovo, this can also help them to manage the flow and transition of migrants in a more effective way.
In order for this aid to be effective, it needs to be well coordinated, I suppose. Is this happening?
You are right. We are members of the European Union. There are 27 donors, plus the European Commission is also a big player in development. So we want to be coordinated and synchronized. So, for example, the Czech Republic has selected only 6 partner countries, which means that other EU states can, provide assistance to other countries. But we also coordinate within the countries on a sectoral level. In Zambia, the Czech Republic provides assistance only in 2 sectors, health and agriculture, which allows other donors like the Netherlands or Sweden to provide assistance in, for example, energy or transport. So this kind of coordination between EU donors is very effective. We call it division of labor.
And when you basically have selected 6 countries, does that mean you will be giving them long-term aid?
Yes, the idea is that we will provide assistance to these countries for 6 years at least, and perhaps longer, because the Ministry of Foreign Affairs now prepares the new strategy of Czech development cooperation until 2030. So it's a long-term strategy.
How do you choose the form of aid for individual countries, depending on where our strength lies, what kind of experts we have, what kind of companies might be involved?
Yes, it's always a combination of demand and supply. We know what the Czech Republic can offer. We know that our special expertise is, for example, in providing geological surveys in partner countries. We know what the Czech companies can offer, what Czech public institutions can offer. And we try to link this with demand from partner country. It's always important to match our supply with demand from partner countries, because development cooperation needs to be demand-driven.
How important is cooperation with the private sector in this?
It's very important, because development challenges are very huge, and the investment which is required for achieving sustainable development goals is around $3 trillion, which is a huge amount of money. And development cooperation, which is provided by public institutions, is not enough to bridge this gap. So the idea is to involve the private sector in development and to use development cooperation as a leverage for mobilizing private resources. For example, the Czech Development Agency has recently launched a new scheme. We call it a business partnership program, where Czech companies can apply for some assistance, but we also expect the Czech companies to provide their own resources. So the formula is 50-50, which means that half of the project is financed by the Czech Development Agency and the other half is financed by the companies themselves. So this is one example how we can mobilize private resources for development.
To what extent is development aid good for business? Does it open doors and opportunities?
This year we received more than 90 applications for this business partnership scheme from Czech companies. So I can say that they are interested in this, and of course that we don't ask them for charity. We understand that the Czech companies and other companies need to create jobs and profit. We just try to find some synergies between their business plans and our mission, which is poverty reduction and sustainable development.
How has the work of the Czech Development Agency changed over the years in terms of whether you're sending goods, experts, services?
So one change is that we have been able to scale up our budget and our assistance. So now we provide more assistance than we used to provide a couple of years ago. Another important qualitative change is that we now try to manage our projects in the field. We used to, decide these projects in Prague, but now we have made an agreement with the Ministry of Foreign Affairs that the Czech Development Agency can send its staff to embassies. because if they are posted in embassies, they are, you know, in the country, they can react in a more flexible way to the needs of partner countries. So this is a very important qualitative change also in the Czech development cooperation.
And you have some guarantee that the money or aid is used effectively.
Exactly. The people who are posted there can monitor the projects on a daily basis.
What are some of the projects that the country, that the agency is working on now? You were recently back from Georgia.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yes, in Georgia there are many projects which can be clustered into three categories. One of them is rural development, because Georgia is relatively well-off country, but there are regional disparities. And in particular, remote and mountainous areas are underdeveloped. The Czech Republic has provided assistance to the region of Tušety. It's a mountainous region in Georgia. For a couple of years, we have helped them to develop a protected landscape, so they can now also benefit from more tourism. This is one concrete example. Another one is in the health sector. The Czech Republic focuses on oncological diseases, prevention, early diagnostic and cure of oncological diseases, with a special focus on women cancer, breast cancer, and this kind of diseases. And again, of course, that we provide some equipment, some, you know, modern technology for diagnostics and treatment of oncological diseases. But we also try to train the doctors and nurses and medical staff, so that they are also better equipped, not only with material but also with skills to help women, you know, in this struggle.
Since the aid is very diverse, I recall there were some projects in aid of local cheese production somewhere.
Yeah, the local cheese was in the region of Livno in Bosnia and Herzegovina, which is a traditional product in Bosnia and Herzegovina. But one of the problems is that after Croatia, which was a huge market for Bosnia and Herzegovina, after Croatia became a member of the European Union, these agricultural products from Bosnia could not, you know, be exported to the European Union, because there are higher standards for food safety in the European Union. So the Czech experts have provided also assistance to Bosnia and Herzegovina in terms of sanitary and phytosanitary standards. We have built a couple of laboratories in Bosnia and Herzegovina where the Bosnian experts themselves can check the products. And because the laboratories are certified by the European Commission, this has allowed them to export these products like cheese, milk, meat, honey to the European Union. So it was a huge assistance from the Czech Republic.
So a big part of this effort is helping them to help themselves, helping them to acquire skills and start up businesses.
You are right. For development cooperation to be sustainable in a long term, we need to make sure that we don't only build something, but that the beneficiaries are then able to take care of these things themselves.
I understand that the Czech government wants to increase the development aid that the country is providing, in fact, to triple it by 2020. If you were to explain to the public, for instance, why it is important for this to be done, what reasons would you give?
First of all, there are some moral reasons, because I think it's good to help poorer people. But there are also pragmatic reasons, and we always try to explain that development cooperation is an integral part of our foreign policy. It can also be used as a prevention of some security threats. For example, the outbreak of Ebola in Africa a couple of years ago was an example how, if we improve the health systems there, we could help them to maybe to stop the outbreak of these kind of diseases at an early stages. And this kind of security argument can also be used for prevention of terrorism and organized crime. That's why the Czech Republic is also assisting in Afghanistan. For example, we assist local farmers to produce traditional products like nuts or some other products, because otherwise they would prefer to grow, you know, opium, and this could fuel terrorism and organized crime. So this is one important argument. The other is a commercial argument, because if we develop these countries, we also create market for our goods, which also is important for Czech companies. So the combination of moral and pragmatic reasons is what we try to explain to the Czech public.
Mr. Kaplan, thank you very much for your time.
You are welcome. Goodbye.